All right, I've had some time to sit on it and think about it, and it's time to discuss a little bit my feedback on the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 beta. I spent a long time trying to get an actual beta code to work on the PlayStation 4, as GameStop had ran out of beta keys and Amazon wasn't sending me them, and the first beta weekend I played 3 or 4 matches, maybe less, and quit. I wasn't really in the mood for gaming. I have some weird times where I'm just like stressed and I don't have the energy to feel like trying a new game. But I felt very overwhelmed. Things didn't feel right. So I never touched the PS4 copy again. The second beta weekend, I got a PC copy and I actually liked it quite a bit. I was pretty happy with it once I got used to it, but it is very jarring. There's a lot to get used to. And honestly, there's some stuff I still have some problems with. So I'm going to kind of go over some of my feedback for the overall beta. So I tried to make sure I played a few different game modes. So I did the TDM Kill Confirmed combo playlist. That was traditional, but I tried to focus more on objective stuff for a little bit, as that's usually where I get a better feel for the game. But instead, that felt a little bit more overwhelming until I put more time in, because the game is very fast-paced. There's very short time to kills. Times to kill? I don't know what the plural form of that might be. The time to kill is very short. And that meant that, especially when you were first starting out before you got creative class, everyone's running around with SMGs at first. It feels ridiculously fast, except for it doesn't have a whole lot of the movement stuff from Black Ops 3. So it's like the gunplay and fast-pacedness of Black Ops 3 with some of the weird abilities and things like that without the ability to actually maneuver out of situations. Which is where the dilemma of this demand for quote-unquote boots-on-the-ground gameplay is actually a problem for me. To me, boots-on-the-ground really isn't just about literally having your player characters run around on the ground and be locked to having their boots physically on the ground. It's about a focus on classic gun-on-gun gameplay, about gunplay, about the smoothness of you and your gun are what is required to win, not a whole bunch of gadgets and abilities and gizmos and killstreaks and things like that. Like, I enjoy games that have non-boots-on-the-ground movement abilities, but still have that gunplay focus, because that, to me, is what that classic feel is. And I feel like they took it a little too literally, and so they have locked you to being, quote-unquote, boots-on-the-ground, but it's still not a gun-on-gun focus. It's more so than previous Call of Duties, potentially? But having most recently really put the most time into Modern Warfare Remastered, it's less so. There's all of these weird abilities. They're very similar to how Black Ops 3 works, but just new enough to be slightly confusing. And the menu system for choosing your characters and your classes and which custom class you're using, all of that was super convoluted at first. I didn't even know there were different classes for like my first 10 or so games. Because it's just messy. Like, I just assumed all of that was character dependent based on what it was showing. But it wasn't. And that got a little weird and was kind of frustrating. I do feel like the game has kind of a confused identity. Because, again, you have this fast time to kill, run around sprinting, small maps, focus. But then you have a lot of stuff that slows down the gameplay. You have the shield that emanates radiation. You have the barbed wire. You have things like that. You have quick scoping, again, which I will touch on in a moment. You have all these things which feel like they're, you know, slowing down your gameplay in a game where it shouldn't be. That was kind of the whole discussion around Doom 2016's launch, is like the elements of your gameplay should only, you know, go smoothly along with the gameplay. It shouldn't slow it down or make you feel like you should go slower. And certain aspects of the multiplayer feels that way. You have the abilities that I mentioned that slow you down, you have manual healing. You have to manually press a button to heal yourself, which may create a more dynamic, you know, competitive situation, but it also requires you to, it doesn't require you, it encourages people to like run and hide and heal because you're not going to automatically heal. And theoretically, with how the cooldown currently works and how people's reaction works, theoretically, it would still be the same time span as an automatic heal. But it's something else to juggle. I just hit the microphone. It's something else to juggle. You escape a firefight or you finish a kill and you have to juggle healing yourself and reloading a gun. And you have to prioritize one or the other. Do you want to be able to shoot back quicker or do you want to make sure your health is going quicker? In most cases, you should heal first. But that's not what 10 to 20 years of first-person shooter muscle memory is telling most of us, so that's a little bizarre. And I honestly feel like the manual healing mechanic was added only for the Blackout Battle Royale mode, and we'll see how that plays into it in that mode, but it kind of feels like it was shoehorned in there for that mode, which really isn't cool. You should be able to separate your modes a bit. It does work in the heist mode, which I will touch on in a moment, but again, just because it works in one mode doesn't necessarily mean it should be in another mode. And then things like the armor, that was super frustrating and slowed down gameplay. Now, I would love to see bigger maps. I always say this in Call of Duties, but like, I would love to see bigger maps where it's not just running into spawns constantly, which is happening in the beta, and not running into walls or barricades or barbed wire or stun things every corner. Like, I would love to see bigger maps. This is something Call of Duty 4 did really, really well and really fleshes out the gameplay a bit more and allows you a little bit more room to move and position yourself. It's a game where map positioning and team play is actually a lot more persistent. And while that's okay, it may not be what I want from Call of Duty because I am looking for a casual arcade mindless shooter. That's what I wanted from Call of Duty. That's what I've had from it for a long time. And they're pushing it to be more Overwatchy in terms of having to care about it, which I can't entirely take it seriously as. But if we're going to have all of these things, I would like to see bigger maps to actually use them. I mentioned the quick scoping. That is back. It is a big problem. I ran into so many people which also slows down gameplay. Well, you know, you're shooting someone or whatever, and they just barely swipe the scope by you and instantly take you out with one shot, no matter where it is, your foot, your chest, your head. It doesn't require any aiming. It is a instant one-hit shot kill, and they can keep firing very quickly, which is a common complaint of Call of Duty. I used to not have a big issue with it, but in a game like this where it's already fast-paced, nothing's more frustrating than getting into an exciting firefight and instantly being dropped. Like, that shouldn't be the case. And shotguns aren't even that powerful. So it doesn't, like, balance is always something that can be tweaked post-beta, but currently it's a problem. And it's a pretty frustrating problem. At least give us some sort of animation slowdown or something that prevents that severe quickscoping. Now, I played the domination and the hardpoint or whatever, the control points and the team deathmatch and kill confirmed. All of those were fine. There's a new mode, which is straight up a CSGO mode, more so than Search and Destroy was, which was already a traditionally Counter-Strike inspired mode. But Heist is straight up Counter-Strike. You have buy menus, you have money you earn every round, you buy weapons and abilities and perks. At first, I hated it. I was just like, why the hell is this in the game? A few matches in, it quickly became my favorite mode of the entire game. It was a lot of fun. There were no abilities other than someone still seemed to have mobility and grappling hooks. I never figured out why, and that was the only ability I actually saw. And I didn't see it in the buy menu anywhere, but someone kept running around with grappling hooks. But otherwise, the abilities weren't there. I don't feel like abilities really belong in Call of Duty. The abilities weren't there. The killstreaks were slowed down, sort of. I mean, killstreaks are super slow in this beta anyway. But, you know, it was very much gun-on-gun play, and there was still some teamwork and stuff required, and you kind of needed to require it. But I'm not a fan of Counter-Strike. I do not like playing competitive Counter-Strike. I love the gunplay. I love playing, like, deathmatch and casual modes just to practice my PC shooter skills, but I don't usually like the game modes. But this was a blast. It was Call of Duty mechanics in a more proper bite-sized package, and I was having a really, really good time with the heist mode, and I would love to play more with it. And it let me use guns that I otherwise didn't get to use in the team deathmatch. The first SMG they give you for creative class is absolute trash. The second one, the GKS, was just like a beast. That was like my favorite gun. I didn't get to use a whole lot of guns in the beta, but I loved that one. It was awesome. I got to use more guns as a result of the heist mode, and I got to have some competitive time while also playing casually. Revives were a cool addition. I got a lot of stupid teams and people backing out, which kind of screws you for winning. It was pretty fun. The only issue is it is a big obligation time-wise. You can't just quickly jump in and jump out. And they put round play of the rounds or play of the game or whatever after every single round, which wound up meaning more wait and timeout time than actual game time. Those need to be skippable like Rocket League or just removed entirely. You can have maybe one in between when you switch sides and one at the end, but otherwise that was way too much waiting for a bunch, especially in a mode like that where it's like small teams, one kill per person most of the time, like the play of the games or play of the rounds or whatever were not great in the first place, that was just infuriating having to wait on that. So it needs to either be skippable or just completely removed, because that was just absurd. There were some issues that had me questioning if it was running on dedicated servers, although Battle Nonsense's video seems to confirm it was running on dedicated servers. But, like, sometimes your teammates running next to you would just, like, be running at, like, 5 FPS and super jittery and stuff, which is usually a sign of them lagging out, which, I mean, they could have high ping, but, you know, was typically a sign of the shared server networking model or whatever. And that was really disorienting at times. And overall, like, actual graphics performance was not great. Apparently there was a bug where some people had, like, serious issues running it. Like, my buddy Blizzard Ball, I believe his 970 was running it just fine at 60 FPS, but his 1070 or 1070 Ti or something was not. And that was bizarre. I was running it on a 1080 on a 144Hz panel, and I was... some maps would only run 60 FPS, and some wouldn't make it over 90, and... I had it locked to, you know, I had it set to 144Hz and things like that in the game, but it didn't run great. Granted, I was on high, but, like, it certainly wasn't optimized yet. But overall, like, I had a good time with it. I wish I could have gone back and experienced it on PS4, because PC, it did feel like at times there was some element of skill-based matchmaking. But yeah, PC versions of Call of Duty end up being quite a bit less fun than the console ones for me, which really hurts to say. Like, I want to be, like, all... oh, PC Master Race. But for real, I've always had a better time with casual multiplayer shooters on console than PC, because it is very much on console and in and out casual pub stomping, you know, oh, I have somewhere to go, but I have 20 minutes. I can play a couple matches of Call of Duty, in and out match make, quick, easy gameplay. Whereas on PC, there was always server browsers and you never have set in and out matchmaking points. It's not as casual. There's always a bunch of tryhards. And so I wish I would have put more time into the PS4 beta, since my initial impressions were very poor. Hopefully there will be more betas that I can give that a shot, so I can kind of settle on a platform, although I'll probably keep the PC copy going. I'm very much looking forward to Blackout and the Battle Royale game mode. Obviously, we've seen absolutely nothing from it so far, but I was specifically asking during all of my time with PUBG. I was like, I would love to play PUBG with some team deathmatch or something in between the rounds or something, because I liked the gunplay and didn't always like having to invest in big Battle Royale matches. And Call of Duty could have that. It could have where I have the team deathmatch experience when I'm running solo and jump in with friends when we have Battle Royale and take breaks and whatever. And so I hope it's good. We will see in September. Yeah, so for context, for those of you who are unfamiliar, I absolutely loved Black Ops 1 to death. Black Ops 2 felt like a completely overwhelming cluster heck of gadgets and gizmos and killstreaks and explosives and everything but gun-on-gun play. Black Ops 3 was pretty fun for a while. I eventually got burned out on it and never really went back, but I had fun for quite a while with it, especially with friends on PS4. And so I am very much looking forward to Black Ops 4, but I hope they make some tweaks. Thank you so much for watching and listening to my long ramble of the Black Ops 4 beta impressions. If you enjoyed, hit that like button, get subscribed for more gaming videos when I have time, and I will see you in the next one.